And it's Dr. Emma here with the team to preview round two of our new season of the Hyundai A-League. And this week we're going to be away on Friday night against Adelaide. I have the two extremes of Jetstream contributors here to talk to me about this game. First, Anthony, who holds dual membership for both Adelaide and the Jets. So he should be well across this. Welcome back to the pod, Anthony.
Oh, it is so good to be home.
By the wonders of Skype.
By the wonders of Skype, yes. But still good to be home on the Jetstream.
And my other contributor tonight is the complete opposite. I'm totally surprised he put his hand up for this pod, since he's too traumatized from his previous Adelaide away experience to ever go back. How you doing, Lukey?
I was wondering where you were going with that, and now I'm sad.
Yeah, I really didn't expect you to be here tonight talking about this, because I thought you would be too sad, but hopefully Anthony's enthusiasm can balance out your pain and everything will be all right.
That sounds good to me.
Also, listeners, I'm going to apologize. I've got a new computer, I've got new headphones, I've got a new recording setup, and I'm not 100% certain that you won't hear every little movement I make in my house while I record this. So sorry if it is poor sound quality, and we'll sort that shit out next week. Okay, so opening question, now that we've done my apologies. So this week, my opening question comes from an experience I had. I was on the radio in a segment where there's two guests. I was there talking about the Jets. And the other guest was there talking about the fact that she taught herself to swim by watching YouTube. So my question for you, opening question, is what's the weirdest, best, specialist, craziest thing that you've ever taught yourself by watching a YouTube video? Anthony, you want to go first?
I don't know how much I want to admit this, because there's probably people listening here, but I taught myself how to play harmonica thanks to YouTube.
That's nice. Pretty cool.
it's pretty interesting, but yeah, it only took me, it was just one very boring school holidays after I'd done an ACL injury when I was 16, sitting at home, really couldn't do anything. So yeah, I thought, why not learn a skill that I'm never going to use unless I go to prison, and that was what I picked.
Deep. Impressive. What about you, Lukey?
I misunderstood the question. I thought it was what was the coolest thing I'd seen, not what I taught myself. So the coolest thing I've seen, I had to Google or YouTube the video again just to make sure I had it right. It's spaghetti eating contest, Golden Retriever versus German Shepherd. And I learned that the Golden Retriever ate the spaghetti a lot faster.
You understand now I'm going to make you do this to prove that you've learned how, right? We need to get some dogs. We need to make this happen.
Okay.
That is outstanding content.
you know, I love YouTube. The rabbit hole you can find yourself in at 3 a.m. one morning is fantastic.
Well, I had to make a YouTube video for a job interview this week, and I did not know how to make a YouTube video, so I watched a YouTube video on how to make a YouTube video.
Nice.
Which I think that is meta as.
Very meta. But I made a great video.
Oh,
so.
Boy. Was the tutorial good?
I had to watch a few to get all the different points, but my favorite was the YouTube video of how to upload a YouTube video. That was definitely
nice.
My favorite.
I really like that.
I felt like I was in a spiral. Anyway,
it's some good stuff.
Yeah. Opening question. That's that done. Now let's talk about the fun stuff, which is the football. So, as everyone knows, last week we lost and we were away in Wellington. Boys, how do you think the team are going to feel going into this another away game on the back of that? Lukey?
I don't think they'd be too fussed on another away trip, especially given that they only played on Sunday, so to have the really short turnover and playing again on Friday, only having sort of Monday to Thursday available in between games, and half of that will be travelling. I don't think they'd be too fussed on that, but I'm sure they'll be eager to get out there and put in a performance and I guess get a result, go one further and get something out of a game.
Anthony, you agree?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I'm also just looking at the fixtures. I think the boys have got themselves real lucky because of our next 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, we have one of our next 9 games outside New South Wales after this week. So, you know, the boys get the travelling out of the way now, but they really don't make a significant away trip until the Melbourne double in January. So,
now, given that you're a member of 3 teams this year, just to be clear, when you say our, you do mean the Jets, right?
Yeah, all right. Come on. That's only out of necessity, right? So I can go and watch football.
Oh, no, it's very economical.
Yeah, absolutely.
And as long as one of them's not the Mariners, we're okay with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't know why I'd want to give them money, but, yep.
Because you want to pay for Bolt.
The Mariners don't even want to pay for Bolt, mate, so...
Yeah, I'm not sure any of us have that much money. And if you do, I need to talk to you about some stuff.
Some things
that don't contain the
same Bolt.
Anyway, speaking of fixtures, is the fixture thing going to work in our favour? Because Adelaide have the FFA Cup final coming up. Do you think they're going to be resting players for that?
I would like to think they would. I think given they lost to Sydney in Sydney in the FFA Cup final last year, I think they'd be very eager to get revenge on them, and especially in the circumstances that they lost with the whole ball boy incident. I think they'd be very, very eager to win by any means necessary. So I hope that means players will be rested. But I think as well that... given that it is just the one game where they'd have to play, or the one week they'd have to play 3 times in sort of 10 days, that they might just go full strength for both of them and just hope for the best.
So it might be the team that follows the FFA Cup final who sees the full benefit?
Unfortunately, I think that might be the case, yeah, for us, unfortunately.
Anthony, what do you reckon on that one?
Yeah, I tend to agree actually with Luke. I think that like Marco Kurtz has spoken pretty heavily about how he wants to get his side really fit. And to be honest, their fitness levels against Sydney last week seemed pretty good. Like they, I don't know, I felt like they not only matched Sydney, but for me, I think they were probably better than Sydney for 90 minutes. I can't see them really resting players against us. You know, it's not like they've really got any injury concerns. Bubba Diawara pulled out late in the from soreness. Which weird for round one, but you know, yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I don't think they don't really have too many injury concerns. I don't see them resting players. I reckon we're going to cop a full strength Adelaide, and I reckon it's going to be tough.
Right. Well, looking at the stats provided, obviously by Statsman Dave, out of 40 matches, there's 16 wins for Adelaide, 13 wins for us, and 11 draws. So that feels kind of even. Looking at just the last 3 in terms of form, we've got 2 wins for us and 1 win for them. So in the last 3, we're on top, but obviously a lot's changed since the end of last season. Adelaide are traditionally stronger than us when they're at home. Sorry, Lukey, trigger warning there. And according to Dave, which this is a really sad stat, it's been 9 years since we won against Adelaide on a Friday night.
Oh, boy.
That's a long time. I don't know if the Friday night's going to make a difference.
That is to be in Adelaide, though.
Yeah, surely. Must be.
Yeah. Because we beat him on a Friday in Newcastle a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it must Morten be Nordstrom, 9 years yep, since we won against him in Adelaide on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I personally don't think the night of the week matters, but those
stats I think Dave's pulling stuff there. Oh, that's an interesting stat. Never heard of that one before.
Well, there's every chance I've read it wrong. I am dyslexic, but that's how I was reading it. Anyway, do those stats matter? Will the boys be thinking about it? Can we overcome those stats?
As we found last year, stats are there to be broken, so... I don't think they'd be worried about what day of the week they play Adelaide. Adelaide generally have a lot of Friday night games throughout the year, so I don't think the team would be too concerned about that record in particular.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Like the boys, I don't think are really going to care. Boys will turn up, try and do a job. Like if people want to sit there and be like, "Oh, Adelaide are strong at home," which don't get me wrong, they are. And people want to write us off because of last week. Like, people are so quick to write us off. And like last year, every time someone wrote us off, it was like, okay, that's cool. We'll just prove you wrong quietly. So yeah, I know the boys, I don't think the boys will care. They'll just go out there. They'll do their best and they're going to get 3 points because Adelaide are shit.
Big call from the Adelaide dweller.
What's your Adelaide member number?
I don't actually know because I'm yet to receive my membership pack. I can tell you my Jets one off the top of my head though, but anyway.
Super organized.
Adelaide. I'm just thinking if Adelaide, if someone from Adelaide's hearing this and you're calling them shit and stuff, don't careful they don't cancel it on you.
No, they'll take money. They don't care who it comes from, man.
Oh, they'll take it. They just delete your barcode. Thanks for no thanks.
Won't send me my membership pack with my shitty scarf and car sticker that won't get used.
Oh, man. How will you go on?
All right.
Right, well, enough piss-taking of Adelaide. going back, Anthony, you said the boys will show up. Specifically, which boys do you think will show up? So in terms of the lineup, who are we thinking is going to be our starting 11 this week? Do you think it's going to be much changed from last week or much the same?
No, I don't think there'll be much changed. I think I really think we need to go, like, keep with Jair up top. I think from watching Adelaide last week, they've got Riggs and Michael Jacobson back there and they're not the quickest fellas. Although I'm sure Mitch Austin will disagree about Taylor Regan not being one of the quickest fellas. but yeah, like I don't think we'll change too much. Maybe give some more minutes to the guys like Austin. Like Mitch came off the bench and did pretty well, I thought, against Wellington, despite the limited action he got. But yeah, I can't really see too much of like what Ernie can really change.
So where are the goals going to come from?
Hopefully the left foot of that Brazilian fella I mentioned earlier.
Okay. Lukey, what do you reckon?
I think the only sort of change, I'm not 100% sure whether Ernie will make it into the starting 11 directly, is Kantorovsky. I can't remember if I read something the other day about him sort of getting the clear to come in this week. So I don't know whether... What Ernie's thinking, if he is fit, whether it's him or Rydenton starting in that defensive mid spot with Stevie G. Otherwise, I think we need to have Jair up top, and then I don't really know what else we could do to improve. As Anthony said, Mitch Austin was lively when he came on. Whether he's sort of ready for a 90-minute stint yet or not, after his ACL injury, I'm not too sure. But he's probably the only one I'd really look at bringing in differently, other than Kantorovsky.
Just on your point about Matt Rydenton, Luke. Like I don't about you guys, but I actually think he did really well against Wellington the other day. So like I wouldn't be disappointed. Who plays with Stevie in midfield? Like, I think they're both doing adequate.
Oh, yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I thought I read something about Kantorovsky, so that was the only sort of change I was sort of anticipating, whether it was, whether he comes in on the bench first or whether Ernie puts him starting and drops Rydenton to the bench. It wasn't so much I want Canna in, it was just that's the one thing I could see happening.
Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, so I also read that Cantor is coming back this week, but I also agree that he probably won't go straight in. But I think Cantor would make an excellent bench player in terms of versatility to come back onto the bench.
Oh, absolutely. He could drop into centre back if need be as well. So he's definitely a good player to have on the bench and bring on and do a job.
Could we perhaps see Vujica bumped from the bench then?
I
thought it was a bit harsh to not start him, to be honest. Like, I love Lucky Jackson. The first person to be like, yeah, Lucky Jackson's bloody great, but putting him at right back was a bit weird. I really, really think that we should have put Danny at right back and put, like, Ivan on at left back. But, yeah, it's just me.
Yeah, no, I think I could agree with that. What about Jair? Do you think he'll play longer this week? He only got 57 minutes last week.
Who is that, sorry?
Jair, do you think he'll get longer this week?
You'd like to think so. You wouldn't want him to be getting any less than that, because it's not really filling you with much confidence if, you know, he's started, played 57, and then if he's, you know, coming in and the next week and playing even less, it doesn't give you much confidence fitness-wise. So you'd be wanting at least probably 70 minutes from him this week.
So the boys on the review pod were saying that they thought he was looking a bit unfit and a little bit chunky. Do you guys agree with that, or do you reckon he's good to go?
That was, to be honest, probably my first reaction when he ran out. I thought, oh, hang on, this bloke's looking a little bit like he's at the start of preseason, not at the end of it. But I don't know, despite that, I think he played. He wasn't terrible. He wasn't fantastic either. But you know, first game, blah blah blah, all that. We can let him off.
Yeah, I thought he was missing a little bit of credit for some of his effort, because I don't think the commentators from New Zealand could tell the difference between the two brown guys. And I think they were crediting Ronnie with a lot of Jair's effort.
I kind of got that too as well. There was a couple of times where all I heard was, oh, Ronnie Vargas on the ball. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's not Ronnie Vargas, man, but, you know, you do you.
Yeah, good. That I noticed that a lot. So, yeah, good work, New Zealand commentators. Anyway.
Would we expect any less from them, though?
It's very confusing, I know. Yes, anyway. Okay, so we're going basically unchanged starting lineup, maybe Kantorovsky on the bench, and we're looking for Jair to play a little bit longer this week. Any other comments on how we will line up? Oh, and maybe your suggested change at the back, Anthony. Any other comments on how we will line up?
I was expecting the same sort of backline as you, Anthony, for last week's game. I don't know about Lockie Jackson at left back. He's natural left footer. Putting him in on the right, to me, it just makes me anxious having him on the right. I think he'd be a lot more comfortable on the left and having Georgievski on the right, but obviously only seeing something in the training that he thinks Lockie Jackson can do the job at the right. So
I think on that, it was more so, I made the comment during the game in our chat, like, I think it was more so because of who was running down that right side for that left side for Wellington. He would have much rather Lockie been on, you know, he's double the size of Liberato Kakachi, like, he's going to dominate him every single time. Whereas you had David Williams, like, running straight at Lockie Jackson on the other side. So I get it. But at the same time, I probably would have preferred someone who's a natural fullback in Ivan Vujica, on the field. You know what I mean? So I think it's going to be sort of similar this week in like Adelaide. Weirdly, they played Ryan Strain at right wing last week, who's normally a right fullback, and not normally their starting right fullback at that. So I think if Strain starts again, then I wouldn't be too nervous to having Lockie Jackson at left back. But at the same time, I'd still rather have Ivan Vujica out there.
Excellent points. You mentioned Taylor Regan before, but I don't think he got a run last week, did he?
Nah, I had him.
Oh no, he didn't. My bad.
Fantasy team, and yeah, no points. A big DNP on his scorecard.
So
I must have just been overly excited to watch him play, but yeah.
So that Adelaide were missing a few players last week. They didn't have Diawara, as you guys mentioned already. They didn't have Blackwood, and they didn't have Miller.
That's not really a loss, though.
Burn. So do you think any of those three are coming back in this week, and do you think that's going to make a difference?
It depends if Diawara is over his soreness after round one. I think we discussed on the season preview a couple of weeks back that without Diawara, without Blackwood, there wasn't really any, I guess, notable striker that Adelaide have, which was potentially their one downfall in an otherwise strong squad. So I think if either of those guys are fit, 100% they go straight into that starting squad, because they need to have someone who has that sort of striker instinct in there to get that final ball in.
Before last Friday's game, I would have agreed with you, Luke, but I thought Ben Halloran was probably second best on ground for me last week. When they played Sydney, I thought he did really well. And when you look at the front, if they play the same sort of front three that they played against Sydney, our boys are like at the back are going to be in a bit of strife, because it's going to be just like Wellington, where they're playing against, you know, three blokes that are just going to run straight at them. in Goodwin, Halloran, and probably either Strain or, you know, whoever else goes up top. But yeah, weirdly enough, ex-Jippo Scott Galloway was probably the like my best on ground, and then Halloran a close second. So I think he did really well up top, considering it was really a late change being thrust up there.
Okay, I didn't watch the game. I only heard from my brother, and he said that Halloran was terrible.
Oh, so, cool.
So
yeah. And like each their own, but I just thought, like I said, I feel like that's a pretty harsh assessment. I thought Ben did really well, considering he's not normally a central striker. Yeah. And he was still absolutely giving it. Like Sydney's centre halves were struggling with him all night.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. My next question was going to be what people thought of Halloran. So, like psychics, you've covered that off. So fabulous. What about
seamless segue?
Craig Goodwin back in a more attacking role. How do you guys feel about that? And do you think he's going to cause us trouble?
That was the one thing I didn't understand about the fantasy league thing. Goodwin as a defender, because when he was at Adelaide previously, he was a winger, and he was a winger when he was here with us. So
he was often playing as a wing back for Adelaide, though.
Yeah, even with us, like, he was a winger, and from what I understand, over in was he in Holland?
Yeah,
he was in that Netherlands. Where he was?
Yeah.
Did he play wing there? He scored a few goals, didn't he?
Yeah, he was mostly playing in the final third.
That's why I didn't understand why they put him as a defender. But anyway, regardless of what
Fox Sports are off chops. There are so many players when I was going through and setting up my team that either were no longer in the A-League or were not at the right club. It was a joke.
I wasn't going to bring the Fox Fantasy League up because I'm doing so badly at it. So
it's just week one. It's week one.
Yeah, I told myself that in the EPL Fantasy League, and it did not get any better. It's basically been downhill. Every time I touch it, it gets worse.
Yeah, I'm struggling in that one. I started good and went off. So, I expected Goodwin to sort of, when he was returned to Adelaide, I was expecting him to be playing in that final third. I think he can put a ball in. He's got pace about him. He's got some skill. He's definitely one of their big danger men. I am jealous of Adelaide having him back.
Yeah, I miss him.
Yeah, I tend to agree with both of you. Say, like, definitely miss him. Was good watching him play on Friday night, but was like Adelaide's left side was really dangerous. Like, I think with Goodwin and Galloway both did. They were both really good. So I think we're really going to have to watch their left side. So that's another reason why I think that we need to have Danny Georgevski and probably Jason Hoffman as those two on that right side. Otherwise, we're just going to they're going to get lapped all night.
Right, so could we possibly go back to the Jets of old where we lose the games we're supposed to win and win the games we're supposed to lose? Everyone thought we were going to smash Wellington and then we struggled, and maybe everyone thinks Adelaide are looking dangerous and we might get one over them?
Well, if anything, I'd rather that than back to the days where we lost against the teams we thought we'd win against and lose to the teams we thought we'd lose against, so... I'd prefer this way.
It's another trigger warning there.
Oh god!
Just being a Newcastle fan,
I still can never get over that. Despite how shit we were over all those years, we still managed to win in Brisbane all the time. I just don't get it.
Well, I look forward to doing that again. So, in terms of, I guess I can't go past the Adelaide lineup without mentioning the fact that how do you guys feel about Paul Izzo in goals? I personally think he's the worst goalkeeper in the A-League, so hopefully at least we'll score, even if we don't score the most. What do you guys reckon about that?
I'd like to agree with you, and for the most part, I do agree. The one exception is he is the worst keeper in the league until he plays us. And this goes back to when he was at the Mariners as well, and he was terrible, and then they'd play us, and then he would turn into David De Gea.
Remember that time when we played the Mariners in Gosford and Ryan Kiddo did him in the first minute and he pretended to be injured? Oh, what a time. What a time to be alive. But yeah, on Paul Izzo, objectively, I agree with you. Subjectively, I agree with you. Objectively, I disagree. Nah, Paul Izzo is a good keeper, but he's much better now that he's not at at the Mariners. But I tend to agree with Luke. He always seems to turn up when he plays us, and it's really, really fucking annoying.
Yeah, he's rough. He's sticking it to me for being such a meanie. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with my guns. Izzo doesn't impress me. So we had better score. Don't care who, as long as they put a few past him, that would be nice. Right. Well, unless anyone has anything else to add about the teams, and we don't have any off-field news, I'm going to take us to our tips for the rest of the round. Before I do, I want to mention this year we have formalized our Jetstream tipping because we all give our tips at the end of each pod, but not everyone is on each pod and no one was keeping track. And after getting declared the kind of ad hoc winner of the, what was it last season? Bold Predictions.
Bold Predictions, yes.
After finally getting declared the winner of the Bold Predictions and knowing that I'm never going to actually get my prize for that, I decided this year that I was formalizing our tipping. The boys know this. But updating the listeners, as it currently stands, Pete is actually our leading tipper for this week. I'm going to say no one did very well for round one. We've got a few on zero. We've got a few on one. But Pete is leading the pack on 5 points, which I think means he tipped one of the wins correctly and two of the draws, if I can do maths. Or he could have tipped 5.
That is, yeah, that's so misleading. Like when I saw that, I was like, hang on, how did he go from 5 out of 5 when I looked after the first game and he was on 0?
It's a very strange scoring system. I should probably not have picked the default option when I set it up, and I probably should have thought harder about it. I apologize. But yeah, the point is Pete's winning and the rest of us suck. And hopefully we're all going to do a little bit better this week because, yeah, I'm not standing for Pete winning for too long. Sorry, Pete. Anyway,
the best bit is that I don't even think Pete knows how he's winning.
Yeah, he did seem quite surprised. Anyway, I couldn't figure out how to give myself bonus points. I wanted to just do it with a spreadsheet, and Pete insisted that I use this app, and now I can see why, because the scoring system is working for him. If I'd had a spreadsheet, I could have given myself bonus points. So, yeah, anyway, next year. Okay, so... Let's see. I don't remember what I've put into the app, so these tips that I say out loud now probably will not match at all. Obviously, let's start with our game because, you know, it's our game and it's also the first game of the round. Boys, what do you reckon for the score this week? Adelaide versus the Jets in Adelaide.
Anthony.
Ooh, all right. I am predicting. I'm going to predict that I'm going to have had a few too many before kickoff. And I'm also going to predict that the Jets are going to run out 3-1 winners.
I'm going to say bold. The first one is not a bold prediction. The second one possibly could be.
Yeah, no, the first one's not bold. I knock off work at 2 o'clock and I'll probably be a few deep before I even get into town.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
So Jets 3-1 for Anthony. I'm going to say... Jets 2-1. And Georgievski will score and go to 0 goals for the season.
I think that's how maths works, yes.
Yeah, yes.
Sure it is. Okay, I'm going to go a 2-2 draw. I'm not optimistic enough to go for a win, but I do think goals can and will be scored, so I'm going to go a 2-2 draw.
Cool.
Okay, so after that on Saturday, 5:35, we have the Mariners at home to Melbourne City. Ooh, this will be fun. Who wants to go the bogey special and start us off?
City 5-0.
So we've got a 4-0, a 5-0 and a 6-0. Perfect. Let's not discuss that game any further because we know and hope that the Mariners will get trounced. Surely that.
Oh, just. Well, I just want to say before that, how many goals is McGree going to score?
Oh, McGree to score a hat trick and run past the Yellow Army doing the shush celebration.
Yeah, I'm going for half.
I'll take
it. However many are scored, half of them will be McGree.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because surely the Mariners scoring early last week is just, that's an anomaly. That's like a glitch in the matrix. They're done, right?
Did anyone actually see the goal? Like, I was watching the game live, and it's like Brisbane forgot that the game had kicked off.
No,
Connor Payne just sort of like ran off and went, oh yeah, cool, I'll have that. And then Brisbane just went, oh right, cool, we've actually got to play now, and then dominated like the rest of the game.
Wow. They just wanted to give him a head start.
Yeah, so they are a charity case, so I understand it.
Yeah.
Burn. All right. After that, in the primetime slot, we have the Sydney Derby, aka the most boring derby in the world. What do you guys think? Sydney FC technically at home. Guess it doesn't matter in this whole circumstance. Sydney versus the Wanderers. What are you guys tipping, Anthony?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Sydney because the Wanderers are trash. So, yeah, Sydney 2-0. Adam Lafondra to score both goals really half-assedly.
These are very specific predictions tonight. You don't get bonus points on the app for this, Anthony, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just going to say Sydney
3-1.
I was just going to say, as long as Ninkovic and Lafondra do some things.
We really do have the extremes of commentators tonight. Anthony super duper specific. Anthony just after the things. Luke just after the things. I'm going to tip a 1-1 draw because no one wants to lose this derby, so there'll be goals, but...
Tie game.
No fireworks.
Sorry, no.
Okay, then we have Brisbane versus Phoenix on Sunday afternoon. Lukey, what do you reckon there? It's in Brisbane.
I reckon Phoenix will win 2-1 again.
Anthony?
Yeah, I'm looking at it thinking about it. Hey, Wellington seemed to also have a weirdly good record in Brisbane. Although I don't think that they're going to win this one. I reckon Brisbane 2-1.
I'm very indecisive tonight. I'm going to go draw again. I reckon a 1-1 draw. Neither of them will have it. And then lucky last, we have Melbourne Victory versus Perth Glory in Melbourne.
Ooh, all right. Purely because I haven't tipped a draw yet, I'm going to go 2-2.
Perth did really well the first half and then they just got lazy in the second half against the Wanderers last week. So I reckon Victory to win 3-2.
I'm feeling a little bit outrageous after tipping all those draws, and I'm going to tip Perth 3-1. Partly just because I'm still dirty on Victory and tipping against them makes me feel better. I'm a grown up.
VAR to give Perth all of their goals.
Yeah. Okay, well, W League, our girls start off the first round with a bye. So that's a bit boring for us. Do you guys want to tip the rest of the W League games?
Yeah, sure.
If I tell you who's playing who, if you don't know already. Kicks off tomorrow. That's exciting. Yay. Wanderers versus Sydney. They've got a derby to start in the women's.
I am going to go Sydney, Sydney FC 3-0.
Anthony?
Whoa. I'm going to go the other way because I know the Wanderers have pinched a lot of Sydney's good players. So I'm going to say Wanderers 2-0.
Yep, I'm going to go Wanderers for the same reason, but I reckon Sydney will still score, so I'll go 2-1. Brisbane Roar at home to Perth Glory.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Perth 2-1.
Anthony?
I'm going to say... crap. No, I'll give Brisbane some joy. I reckon they'll... I tipped them to win against the Phoenix. Oh, whatever. Cool. I reckon Brisbane will win that one too. 2-1.
Can't take the Brisbane out of the boy. I'm going to tip Glory as well. I think 2-1 as well. Can't go past Glory for me.
Yeah.
Canberra at home to Melbourne City, Sunday afternoon.
I'm going to say City to win 2-0.
I've had a distinct lack of draws in this tipping, so I'm going to go 1-1.
I also think 1-1. I think they're both strong teams this year. That's a difficult one to start. Now, I don't know whether this fixture list I'm looking at is wrong or whether they actually play two games at the same time. It's the W League, so I guess that could happen. Melbourne Victory versus Adelaide United, also on Sunday afternoon.
I'm going to say Adelaide 1-0.
Yeah, I'm going to the opposite. I'm going to say Victory are going to win that. I'll go same score line there, 1-0.
I'm still spiteful on Victory, but I still don't think Adelaide will beat them, so I'm going to go with nil all. Sigh. Anyway, that's it for my run sheet. I've forgotten how to do all this. It's been so long we've been in the off-season. Can someone just make a Simpsons joke and put me out of my misery so I can say thanks and bye? Oh, boys, you've let me down. Sorry, Jets fans, something very weird just happened just then. I said say goodbye and my Skype just automatically closed itself, but I wasn't ready to say goodbye. Don't know if you're hearing this or if Pete's cut it out, but either way, that is our wrap-up, our prediction, sorry, for round two. If you want to find more information or look for videos of a very drunk Anthony, I'm sure, live during the game in Adelaide, I'm sure there'll be some Facebook Live going on. We are, in fact, a media empire and not just a podcast, so do look for us across the social medias. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter. We are at Jetstream Newey on all of those platforms. You can find a whole bunch of Jet streamers and other football people at newcastlefootball.net. You can find this podcast. Well, if you're hearing this, you've found it already. But I think now we're also on Spotify and Google and all those places you find grown-up professional podcasts. So the media empire is growing. So thank you all for that. I guess the last thing left for me to do is to thank my two contributors. Thank you for putting up with a very rusty Dr. Emma hosting tonight, boys. Thanks for coming all the way from Adelaide to talk to us, Anthony, and hopefully you're celebrating down there this weekend.
I absolutely will be, but it has been bloody lovely to be back on the Jetstream, Em.
Well, I'm glad that you feel that way. Lucy, thank you for coming all the way from your traumatic place to be able to talk about Adelaide away again. I hope it wasn't too painful.
No, it wasn't. Well, as long as it doesn't happen again, I'll be right. But I'm never going to Adelaide again. Jetstream, hold me to this. I'm not going to Adelaide. Only for Anthony.
Well, I was about to be really offended, but that's okay. You fixed it.
I fixed it.
Well, that's on the record now. Luke is never allowed in Adelaide ever again. Perhaps he is the unlucky charm. Except for Anthony. Right, no one's going to make a Simpsons joke. I'm done. Go the Jets.
All right.
I made one before, but it got lost. No.
You could have just done the same one again.
No, it wouldn't have the same effect.
Can't someone else do it?
Grab myself jokers.
We're not going to get a go the Jets from Anthony. You moved to Adelaide and you can't say go the Jets at the end of the pod anymore.
Oh, shit, are we still recording? Go the Jets!